Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. The Burren Ecotourism Network comprises 70 businesses operating within the Burren and Cliffs of Moher UNESCO Global Geopark. Protecting the delicate Burren environment has become a very important part of their work. The network will resume its monthly cleanups tomorrow and is inviting members of the community to get involved to help tackle waste in the region. Jarlath O'Dwyer is CEO of the Burren Ecotourism Network, and he first outlined what the organisation is all about.
What we do is we aim to promote the Burren as an international tourist destination, and we also focus strongly on protecting the Burren as a delicate environment. And that's how our work in conservation has come about in the last number of years, conserving the Burren and making sure that the beaches are kept clean and that any fly tipping dumping spots are cleared fairly quickly. We also focus on promoting the food of the Burren. So the Burren Food Trail was developed about 6 or 7 years ago. So the events such as the Burren Slow Food Festival and the Burren Food Fair would come out of that. And we also focus heavily on networking to make sure that the business owners in the area know each other and are able to collaborate on the back of that. Central to everything that we do, Pat, is the code of practice. The code of practice is managed by the Geopark. That helps the business owners to look at areas in which they can protect the environment. And that means managing their waste, water and energy, the outputs from their business, to make sure that they're looking at ways to reduce the amount of carbon that their business is putting out per guest. And that means, again, that they reduce the amount of electricity that they use by becoming more efficient, and we provide mentoring for that. They manage the waste output that comes from their kitchens and from their bedrooms and from the other parts of their business by ensuring that items are recycled properly, ensuring that they cut down on food waste, for example, and that they cut down on single-use plastics, which is another prime example. And also then, they focus on the amount of waste water that comes out of their businesses by putting in displacement devices into cisterns, for example, or they look at low flow showers, or they put in aerators into their shower heads just to cut down on the waste water that goes into the environment. And on top of that, then, with their code of practice that is submitted every 2 years, they put in evidence of what else they've done to protect the environment, such as attending beach cleanups, or ensuring that they help the local tidy towns operations that go on, or promoting the principles of leave no trace to their guests as they go out and walk and cycle in the Burren, that they let them know, don't leave any plastic or any refuse after you, bring them back in these free tote bags that we give out, or if you knock any stone walls on your walks, replace the stones, and please don't pick the flowers, they're rare species. So all these little measures help to kind of protect the environment, but it's an ongoing job, and regardless of what we do, we will always have sea debris coming in. Of the plastic that's in the ocean, 70% of it is on the sea floor, 15% of it is suspended in the water, and 15% of it will wash up onto the shores. And we make a strong effort to kind of ensure that that's cleaned on a regular basis. But we're not the only group that focus on clearing up the beaches and the areas. You'll see Tidy Towns Committees working tirelessly around the area, and also Burren Bio do a huge amount of work in cleaning up beaches. And as recently as 2 weeks ago now, took in a massive haul from Fenor Beach, and we work in conjunction with them sometimes. And even as recently as this morning, I saw a lone volunteer going around in a Steinman with his bag and his picker. So a lot of people do and feel compelled to keep their areas clean, and the businesses of the Burren Ecotourism Network are no different.
The magic of the ocean is under threat. We're destroying our seas, and we don't know yet.
Your new series of beach cleans will start this Saturday, tomorrow in fact. What will that entail, and where will you start?
We do the beach cleans to give the members of the network a chance to participate and to meet up and do their little bit for their own region. And it's a social event, really. The first one is at Flaggy Shore up in New Quay, 10 o'clock this Saturday morning. We have been successful as well in working with Clean Coast in the last while, and Clean Coast have given us a nice bit of equipment that we use for the beach cleanups. And as well as that, the Cliffs of Moher there, they very generously provide the van, and the van takes away all the refuse. So we make it easier for members to come along and do their bit, and then all the refuse is taken away on the day. We have another one then on October the 28th in Bishop's Quarter in Ballyvaughan. The next one after that then is the 25th of November at Doolin Pier, and after that then the 13th of December on the Cascades in Glenwalk and Ennistymon. And again, we move them around a bit so that the members of the network from those areas are given a chance to contribute, and they use that participation in the cleanups then as evidence that they have done a nice bit of work in conservation for when they put in their code of practice in February.
So if someone listening in another part of the county, well, first of all, they can do the same type of work in their area, but if they want to come over here and give you a hand on any one of these days, will they be welcome?
Oh, all welcome. And we provide bags, gloves, hi-vis and everything like that. And from our experience of this in the last couple of years, there are always members of the communities that will join on the day because they want to do something on the day and go for a nice walk or meet people. But you'll find, again, with the Tidy Towns and with groups, they evolve. And the same volunteers aren't always there, but you have new volunteers joining. And members of the community are always encouraged. If you've got an hour or two, feel free to join. And it's amazing what can be done in an hour when there are 10 or 15 people working together on it. They feel great after it when they see the amount that's put together and removed. It gives them a great feeling of contribution and participation as well.
The magic of the ocean is ours to protect, ours to protect, ours to protect.
That was Jarlath O'Dwyer, CEO of the Burren Ecotourism Network. We'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.